Hello, welcome to Quarantine. This podcast is dedicated to the lives of Hume Fong students in this time of crisis. Hume Fong High is a magnet school in Nashville, Tennessee, which, like most other schools in the country, has shut down due to the coronavirus pandemic. The goal of this podcast is to provide a documentation of our feelings and experiences during this period of extreme difficulty. In addition, this podcast provides a great way to kill our extra time. My name is Jawahir Arifov, and I will be your host for this podcast.
Hello, guys.
Hey,
so,
hello.
So I'd like you guys to first introduce yourself. So we're just going to start from the top with Craig. Everyone, I'd like you to meet Craig. His last name is Recording. He is the software that allows us to record this podcast. And so thank you, Craig.
Thank you, Craig.
Hi, I'm Craig. Yes, thank you, guys.
Thank you.
It's nothing.
All right, next.
I'm Elena. Do I need to see my grade and stuff, or what exactly do you?
Whatever.
Yeah, I'm Elena. I was a junior before the virus. Who knows what I am now? And yeah, I guess that's it.
Hi, I'm Georgia. They graduated me, so I'm graduated.
By the way, congratulations, Georgia, on going to Savani. I can't talk. Yes, the University of the South. Yeah, done. That's all I'm going to say. Why Savani? Please say it for me.
Savani.
Yes. Why this institution?
I like it because it's really pretty. Like, the campus is actually gorgeous, and the classes are really small, and the academics are really good. And other people there kind of suck, but okay. We'll see.
All right. Let's go to Bethany.
Hey, I'm Bethany. I was a sophomore before the virus. Yeah.
Isabel?
Isabel, class of 2022, but that might be changed.
What?
What?
Graduating early, I see. Huh?
Or later. Okay. Who knows?
Who knows? And best for last, or I don't know.
Sup, Jalen, JP, same difference. I'm in high school, not starting high school, nor graduated. I don't know what's happening, so just in high school.
It's complicated.
Yeah. Yeah, it's high school things.
Do you ever feel fulfilled, motivated, inspired even? Is the pressure getting to you? Are you overloaded with either work or even study? Well, this episode's sponsor would like to lend you, our listeners, a hand. Boredom is a small startup straight from Lazytown, Iceland, with only one goal in mind, to liberate your mind. With their quality products, you can rest assured to never do anything productive ever in your life. You can rest without any of that pesky self-consciousness forcing you to get off of that couch. With boredom, you can sit and watch Netflix all you want, guilt-free. Now, many ask, how is it possible for such a service to exist? And I sure have no idea, but the kind folks over at Boredom Labs have perfected the formula. I've been trying their products for the past month, and so far, I do have to say, I haven't been motivated, inspired, fulfilled, and most importantly, stressed. Boredom has really changed my life, and you shall let it change yours too. Go to www.boredbutton.com for your 1 month free trial. That is www.boredbutton.com. No spaces, no hyphens in between. Thank you to Boredom for sponsoring this episode.
So you guys might notice that there's a disproportionate amount of Latin students in this recording session. Even Jalen used to be a Latin student.
And used to, huh?
I think that just shows that Latin students are just cooler than other students.
That's true.
Well, I think it just shows that the first episode that I decided to do, I just started pick from people that are close to me, and I just happen to be Latin cult. Latin student. So
you're crackhead, Shed.
Yeah, crackhead. That's an interesting. What do you guys think of describing JCL as a crackhead convention?
That's pretty true, honestly. Crackhead. Like, I'm not gonna deny it.
We're not crackheads. Like, I feel like
never do crack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're definitely not crackheads. Strange things.
No, it's definitely crackheads that would try to do, like, would be sold, like, ramen noodle spice and then do it thinking it was crack.
Yeah. Placebo.
Yeah.
Placebo crackheads.
We also do have two French students.
Mm-hmm. Do we?
Yes.
I'm really French.
Who?
Wait, Jalen, you switch to French?
I'm in both.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You better be.
Yeah, of course.
You can't leave the cult.
They're both.
You can't leave the cult.
Romantic language.
You can't leave the cult. Yeah, what? So, if you are watching this, I kind of do need your help.
Watching.
Yeah, watching, listening, whatever the verb is. Okay, this is a recurring problem for me. I keep saying watch a podcast when it really should be listened to. Yeah.
Well, you could kind of watch. You just gotta use your imagination. you could be staring at birds, and then they're the voices. You know.
Mm-hmm. So imagine a podcast. Hallucinate a podcast.
Yeah.
Okay. So. If you are hallucinating this podcast, I do need your help, because otherwise this will just be a group of Latin students talking to each other about the cult. And so, got an interesting episode topic, or even if you'd like to participate, please DM me in whatever way you want to. Group me, iMessage, Discord, heck, even email me. I'll try to read my emails once in a while, but it's very unlikely that you're going to try to use an email to contact me. Disgusting. Oh, what'd you have to do?
Look at my emails.
For what? What are you waiting for?
For nothing. I'm just going to look at my email.
Check your email once in a while. How often do you guys check your emails?
Every day.
About every hour. Four times a day.
Like 3 times a day. Probably 3 to 10.
How responsible.
Do you have any reason to check your emails?
Yes, SSMV.
Uh-huh.
Nope.
And teachers.
I just like checking
coupons.
My email.
Kind of okay.
Fun.
I just like to know what's going on.
That's valid.
Yeah.
Marty Robinson.
Marty Robinson can
yell at me about how my DBQ is bad.
Marty can suck a nut.
I did see some text messages about you guys complaining. What happened?
So we wrote a DBQ yesterday. Friday, mm-hmm. Yeah. And she doesn't know how to read. And she told me I didn't have outside information, which I had like 4 pieces. I brought in the Industrial Revolution and New Imperialism about a topic of Old Imperialism. And she said, we're not dealing in the third period. But
hey, just listen to Marty Robinson. She's always right, okay?
She's right.
Always right. Okay.
Doesn't matter what the question says, no.
Nope. She lays down straight facts, okay? Facts. You need the facts.
Yeah.
Last year with Euro, facts became like such a big, like, inside joke between me and Leo, because she just keeps saying, I want facts, and JP keeps, I want facts. And eventually I came to the conclusion, okay, facts sounds like fax. She is a fax machine. Two ways. One, she lays down all the facts. Number two, it's kind of rude. Anyway, it's almost 11 o'clock. What have you guys been doing the whole day?
It's a good question.
Who wants to confess first?
Well, I didn't take a nap.
Uh-huh. You didn't.
And I've been building my house on Minecraft because Bethany built a house on Minecraft, mm-hmm. and it gave me inspiration for my house.
I see. Is this on a server?
No, it's just a creative.
Just a creative. Okay. Server. I see. So how does Bethany's house look like?
Bethany's looked good.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it looked like my house.
Yeah.
I think.
It was really accurate.
Yeah, mine's kind of looking like my house.
It looks like a house.
Like, it's not, like, super accurate, but it kind of, like, you can kind of tell, like, if you know what my house is, you'll be like, oh,
that's... Yeah.
Gotcha.
Hey there. I was serious when I asked you to help me make this podcast. If you want to participate in upcoming episodes, please contact me. I'll even take any suggestions for a discussion. I've got no clear vision for this show, so your suggestions can, really mean everything for me. And they can be about literally anything. It could be a Hume Fog thing we need to talk about. Maybe those AP tests have been giving you a lot of stress. Or maybe it's some obscure movie that we need to share your fascination of. Or maybe it's a less obscure movie that still needs some recognition, or perhaps the opposite of it. Just tell me. You don't even have to participate to have a say in what we talk about. In addition, if you or a loved one is of the musical persuasion, I wouldn't mind getting your help for this podcast. As you can already tell, my mic quality isn't the best. I'm using a Shanky headset and I have a really echoey room, so I have to use my closet. But I would at least like to have a good soundtrack for this podcast. For the time being, I'm using something that I mixed up in GarageBand, so I know there's plenty of room for improvement. I would appreciate if anyone would come on board and help me out in any way that they could. You probably already know my GroupMe, Discord, or Instagram, so I'll try not to put them in the description. However, I will put my Instagram. Because I want the likes. Anyways, please keep enjoying the show.
So, what else have you guys been up to?
I mean, for me, I went on a walk today for like an hour. Okay. And then I came home and I drew like literally 50 flowers just all over the street in chalk.
Uh-huh.
Like, I literally had nothing better to do. I drew with chalk for the first time in like 12 years.
Nice. Nice.
Connecting back to your roots.
Yeah.
Fun fact. Chalk gives me anxiety and I can't use it without having a
panic attack. Without what?
What? Having a panic attack?
Yeah, no, I hate it on my fingers. Like, I can't touch it with my fingernails.
I hate it. I just can't touch it at all. I mean, or see it. I can't look at it.
Doesn't it give you that natural earthy feeling? Like,
well, I mean, for me, I have like sensory issues.
Yeah, I do too.
So if I touch it with my nails, it makes me want to die.
Yeah, no, once at camp, somebody thought it was funny that I was like scared of chalk. So he threw chalk at me and then I hid in the bathroom for about 2 hours and had a mental breakdown.
I feel that though.
Personally, I don't have that type of strong response to chalk, but I hate having it on my hand and then having to touch. So it's like spreading the chalk.
Yeah.
Bothers me.
Thank you, Mr. Man, who invented the whiteboard.
Sure.
Because I don't think I'd be able to go to school with the chalkboard.
Have you guys seen the video of the professors making dotted lines using a...
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah, have you seen those? Yeah.
Awesome.
He's like from MIT, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he just literally draws a line, but it's all just tiny dots.
Yeah, and this, you can't use the same technique on a whiteboard. You have to use chalk and blackboard. And then the sound it makes, the trill.
Whoa.
You guys need to see this. Like,
oh, it's like, it's amazing.
It might help you cure you of your chalk. What's the Greek thing? That's fear, phobia, chalk phobia. I haven't been to school in a while. Okay, nothing's working in my head.
Okay.
So talking about school. What are your? So we talked about Robinson. What other teachers have been forcing you to learn?
None of my teachers.
Everything is quote unquote optional.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I went to a Zoom meeting yesterday for Miss Boyd, and then I'm like kind of forced to finish the yearbook.
Oh,
which we will be getting, by the way, probably in August.
Ooh,
are you serious?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the plant is closed; like, they can't even print it right now.
Oh,
yeah. Like, it's not essential. Like, it's closed. Like, they can't print it.
Have you seen what happened to Miss Maynard?
No.
What happened?
Oh, what happened?
Well, there was some kid joined, just said some profane.
Oh,
thing.
No.
Oh, no.
We've been now.
Didn't know. Explain it.
Wait, in the Maynard Zoom call?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, okay. First of all, a couple of Hume Fog kids got on, mm-hmm. and they were playing, like, very sexual sounds in the background and yelling cultural slurs.
Ooh.
And or ethnic slurs. Anyways, you get the point.
Yeah, racial slurs.
Yeah.
Racial, yeah, that's the word. anyways. And then another kid, a kid from a different school got on, and then Miss Maynard was asking if anybody had any questions at the very end of her call. And he asked how many male genitalia he had to suck to get a 5 on the AP World exam.
No.
So, it's not fair to the teachers that they have to teach like this, you know?
Yeah.
Why do you guys think that so many teachers, or so many districts, I guess, are going to using Zoom rather than using more secure websites like Skype?
It shouldn't be that big of a problem.
Because, like, Skype is already owned by Microsoft, so we could just sign in with our MMPS emails.
Yeah, Microsoft has a thing on its own, right?
Yeah, Microsoft Teams.
Microsoft Teams.
That's what Ray went to.
What was the question? I abandoned everybody.
Oh, don't worry. We're just talking about Zoom calls.
Oh.
So far, Sikaroon is trying to use Schoology. Mr. Ray is trying to use Teams. Is trying to move to Microsoft Teams.
Yeah.
Everyone else is on Zoom.
My only teacher that's like not doing anything is Ms. Halbrook, the AP Gov teacher. She didn't. We didn't learn most of the stuff for the AP exam. Not most, but a good bit. She was like, "Well, you can take the test if you want. It's up to you. You can go learn that shit yourself."
She just completely gave up. Just arms in the air. You guys are on your own.
Yeah, we are.
Oh, that's great. That's great. I don't know. Even though they're trying to do something, it's like I don't feel like it's penetrating my head. Like last time, I tried to watch Montenegro's physics videos that he sent in. Just nothing really. I was just doing something else. I just could not focus. Yeah. It was insane. I mean, it's Montenegro, right?
That was bizarre.
Yeah, my brain is so off of school. Yeah. Especially the fact they f-ing graduated us. Like, literally, what's the point of me coming to any of these Zooms now?
Yeah, there's no point. I mean, for the AP test, I guess, in a way.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you really want to know about Han.
But like Miss Handy be trying to teach us about poetry.
Oh, were you on that call, Georgia?
No.
When it was just like, she literally invited everyone, and so Miller was on there, and McLean was on there, and like...
Damn, that could have been fun.
Yeah, like, so many people were on there.
But I didn't want to learn about poetry, so no, I did not come.
We did not learn anything. And then I think she tried to show us Kevin at one point. Kevin. And then, Kevin!
If you guys don't know, Kevin is a cat that Miss Handy, an English teacher, knows. A lot of there's a lot of missing context here. But you'll pick up on it as we go.
Oop, I accidentally slid out of Discord. I got Kevin a present for Christmas, so.
What type of what did you give him?
A cat toy.
A cat
toy. Nice.
Did you see Kevin live?
I didn't go, but she has a picture of him a framed picture of him in her room.
I see. Luckily, I was able to see Kevin live, even though I didn't have him. So basically, she brought it in. Like it was after school.
Wait, she brought Kevin to school?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
What the fuck? Mm-hmm. How did I miss this?
I feel you on so many levels.
You guys have Handy. Haven't even seen Kevin. Are you even?
I haven't had Handy.
She's allowed to do that.
Have you seen
Handy?
Actually, my Handy grade is the lowest grade I got this semester. I mean, with like a 97, but.
Okay, flex one.
The rest of my grades were 100 plus, so.
Go off.
Okay.
My lowest grade is math, as always.
I don't know what the fuck Miss Boyd did in my grade, but I have like a 103.
I don't know. Gamble for us. He took our lowest grade and just, I think he removed it or something like that and gave us all hundreds on our homework. I feel like I'm kind of.
You really pulled a Kessler on that one.
Right, just gave hundreds for everything.
But actually, Gamble usually always gives 100s on homework. Like, Gamble doesn't give a f.
Oh, yeah. 105 and AP Lit.
Out of all the teachers, you just didn't imagine Ray.
Well, I mean,
to be the one.
Well, I mean, like, in his explanation email, like he did say in class, he never did care about the grade.
Right.
But he actually said, like, screw it, and gave everybody 100. So.
Yeah.
Huh.
Really, I don't care about the grade, and then it's like if you did not change this. One or do this one little thing on your essay, that's a 50.
Yeah.
It's about the process. It's about the journey, not the destination. Okay, the grade number means nothing.
Exactly. If it was up to him, it would be a pass or fail basis.
Yeah.
Or like, you only fail if you did absolutely nothing.
You only fail if you did not do all of your one pagers for Jane Eyre.
Oh, freak. Oh.
But that's what Hume Fog is, though. Hume Fog is like, you won't fail unless you do absolutely nothing, but people are out here failing classes, so I'm sorry if you failed a class, but that's on you.
Yeah, maybe at Overton, that would be the case.
Imagine if someone failed Mr. Russell's class.
Imagine
if literally impossible.
No, it's not impossible. I know someone that's done it.
Oh. No, there's people, there's ones that fail.
Yeah.
Well,
I feel like you have to put like negative effort.
No, you have to be real dumb. Like
what's next negative level? Effort?
I wouldn't say dumb, but negative,
I think maybe my negative effort is just like a misapplication of effort. You need effort to go in the opposite direction. If that's
you can like answer half of the test and then like do all the bonuses and get like a B. So
yeah,
that was my Latin too.
I don't know though. I've never gotten a B on a Latin test.
Me neither. You just study like 5 minutes before class starts, and
or you can write it in Japanese on your hand.
There's this one test that I actually did pretty bad on. Like I felt pretty bad about it. Like I really thought like I failed it, but then I got a 93. Mm. And I was like, oh, okay.
That literally is how a Russell test goes.
I know. I'm like, oh, I did so bad, and then I got a 93, and I'm like, oh. I mean, that's what I normally do, but.
Again, I'm going to break the fourth wall here. I repeat, if you don't want to hear us rambling on Latin, please help me.
Imagine taking Latin.
Imagine taking French. Lol.
Imagine doing both. Wow.
And having, like, a test every day.
Imagine.
You miss out.
The dog sex, it was nice, so.
She scared me the one time I interacted with her.
Miss Sexton seems nice. I don't know. Iris seems to be okay.
Well, I tore my friend Jessica's paper. That was her French homework in half, accidentally. And I was like, oh, Jessica, I'm so sorry. I will go with you to get a new one. And I told Miss Sexton what happened. And she was like, nope, sorry, can't do that. But you know, joking.
Wow.
Seriously?
She was joking.
Oh.
Seriously? How could she do that? So mean. This is why French sucks.
What's Ray's middle name?
Oh, Zanos.
Interesting.
Wait, well, why are you asking?
For no reason.
Why are you asking? For no reason?
Just doing some research.
What is Marty Robbins' full name?
I don't even know.
Martha Ann Hall Crick Josephine.
Nope.
Martha Ann Hall Josephine Crick Robinson.
There you go. The context behind that is, do we want to go into the context behind Martha?
Basically, she has a long name. She's very proud of it. And if she wants all of her students to know of it, because it's her only like thing she's really proud of is how long her name is. So then she makes students write it on tests for extra points at the end.
Et voila. Have you guys been productive at all?
I've exercised a little bit, but no more than I normally do. Mm-hmm. So no.
Exercise.
Okay. Nice.
That's good.
We've been helping my grandmother like make a garden outside of her window. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Aww. So it's fun.
That's cute. Do you actually come close to your grandmother, or do you have to keep your distance?
So my grandmother lives in a nursing facility, mm-hmm. so we can actually go in and see her.
Yeah.
So what we've been doing is the nurses that are on site just open her outside window, mm-hmm. and so we talk to her through there.
Gotcha.
Cool.
But we're fortunate that my grandmother is in hospice, because that's the only reason that we can interact with her like this.
Right. Mm-hmm. Safely. So.
Yeah.
It's a tough time.
Yes.
During this coronavirus pandemic.
Definitely.
Unfortunately, this has been it for this episode of Quarantine. This has been Jawahir Arifov. Special thanks to Elena Lockton-Pierce and Jalen Falk for helping me with this project. This episode was recorded right here in Music City, Tennessee, straight from my closet.
Let me out. So, that was something.
Yeah, not bad.
That was a good start. It could have gone way worse.